How do you market in an uncertain market? That's what we're going to talk about today. Hi, this is Andy Nathan with Tales from a Digital Marketing Realtor. And in this podcast episode, we're going to be talking about what to do with today's uncertainty. So if you have not been living under a rock, you know there's a lot of interesting things going on in this market. You have soaring inflation. The Fed, in response to that, is trying to raise interest rates. You also have an uncertainty overseas with everything going on in Ukraine. And then to top it all off, there's a huge supply and demand challenge in the housing market. What do you do? How do you market? How do you continue to market when things change? Well, the reality is things will always be changing. Things will always be uncertain. While you do have to know what's going on in the market and you have to understand what's going on in the world to be successful in real estate, you also need to realize that this does not mean you get to be paralyzed and wait to see what happens. No, don't wait to see what happens. If you're looking to build a real estate, a realtor brokerage, start building up your list. Don't wait to see what happens in 5 years, because even if you don't go in the direction you think you're going to go, having a list won't hurt your business, but not having a list will. So the key thing right now is to focus on what are the actions you need to take right now, no matter what happens in the market. So do I need to have a bigger social media presence? Do I need to have a bigger email list? Do I need to have a bigger website presence and getting more organic search traffic? Because I can tell you right now, it's not going to hurt your business to have traffic sources. What will really hurt your business is if you look back in 5 years from now and you say, man, I know there was a lot of uncertainty. I wish I had done something. Because I could tell you from personal experience, I've been there. You don't want to regret things. And that's probably the bigger thing here. It's not about the market. It's not about what type of tactics or strategies you should do. Don't regret not marketing what you're doing. One of the greatest things I ever did in my business and in my entrepreneurial life was I started blogging every day, and I did it for 3 years. Now, did my blog become this huge mega seller where I made millions of dollars off these online courses? No. But what it did was it turned into a career that allowed me to make money off of the writing that I made. I wasn't a writer before I started blogging. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but I started blogging every day. And after a while, I started getting better at what I was doing. I started becoming more concise in my thought processes. And you know what? I started finding out what my audience wanted. And when I found out what my audience wanted, I could start providing those services. And that's what you'll find. The more you market, the bigger your audience will grow. And the more your audience grows, the more you're able to help them with their problems. That's what marketing's about. It doesn't matter if the market's going sideways, up, down, or anywhere else in between. What really matters is you continuously take action. So this is a little pep speech for today. Just combining a little marketing, a little market knowledge, and a little motivation. Ooh, the big three M's. With that said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have any questions about what we're talking about here today, feel free to check out my website at andynathan.net. That's where I'm a realtor here in Chicago, and you can get more information, more services. Or if you're interested in learning how to invest, please reach out to me as well. We can maybe even help you with financing properties or partnering with you as well. Again, Andy Nathan, signing out. Have a great day and a better week.